May be seated, and I think we got a few children, some youth here this morning. Come on down, we'll have a brief children's message. Yep, you guys can sit right here. That's great. Hi, Sylvie. Well, it's a special weekend here this morning. This morning is a part of a special weekend, right? There's no school tomorrow, so I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that with you. Have you noticed that there are two flags in the church? Yeah, where are they? Yeah, so there's two of them. What's similar about the flags? What's similar between those two flags? Let me go over here and show you this one. You probably know this one really well. What about this one right over here? What's similar between these two flags? What do you got, Andrew?
They both have blue and white.
Yep, they've got the same colors. Red, white, and blue. Very good. What's different about the two flags? Andrew?
One has a cross and one has an eagle.
Okay, one's got a cross, one's got an eagle. Good. Any other differences that you see? Well, be looking whenever you come into the church. Everything in the church has symbolism and teaches us something. So just hold on to your thought there. Let's talk about the American flag just for a second. It is Memorial Day weekend. And this is a time in which we honor this weekend those men and women that were courageous, that gave their lives in war so that we could have the freedoms that we have today. And so I mentioned it at the start of service. Maybe you heard it. But think of these people. These are real people that went to war and sacrificed their lives so that we could have the freedoms that we have today. So I've got a couple pictures here of these individuals. And in the fellowship hall after church, I want you to take a look too at the faces of the people that sacrificed their lives. Guess what? This person that I have right here, he went to church here. As a little kid, just your age, it's Cody Patterson. He died in war in the year 2013. So it's been 12 years since Cody died. And this person here, here's another one. This person was a relative of someone that attends our church. His last name is Kwetchke, and he died in World War II when he was accidentally hit by a fighter. A friendly fire, and his boat was hit, and that's how he died. So we're remembering the people that sacrificed their lives in a real way, gave their life so that we could have the freedoms that we have today. What are some of the freedoms that you have? Let's think about that, because that helps us to be really thankful. Did you have freedom to come to church this morning? Yeah? Okay. Nobody tied you down and like put you into a car and forced you to come to church? No? You had freedom to come. Yeah, you had freedom to come to church. Do you have freedom to choose what career you want to have in your life? Yep, no one's forcing you to be a teacher. Is anyone forcing you? No, you're free. How about, do you have the freedom to choose breakfast cereal in the morning? Yeah? What did you choose this morning? Anybody? Did you choose a cereal? Cheerios? No? We have lots of freedom, and it's because of people that have sacrificed their life so that we could. That's why we have those freedoms that we have, to make choices and decisions. But now let's talk about this flag over here, because this flag, the Christian flag, it's got a cross, the red cross. It reminds us of the greatest freedom that we have. And we also want to remember that this weekend. That was opened up to us because of Jesus' sacrifice. You know what the penalty is of sin? Every time we sin, we violate God's word. You know what the penalty is, or the punishment of sin is? Any thoughts on that? Is it a slap on the wrist? No. Is it a detention at school? Nope. Do you know what the Bible says the consequence of sin is? Death. Ooh, that's the penalty of sin. The cross reminds us that Jesus took on the penalty, and so we're free of that penalty, and we're free to have eternal life. So just remember today the wonderful freedoms that have been given to you, the things that we celebrate every single day, the freedom to choose what to do and where we'd like to go and where we'd like to live, but also the freedom that God gives us, the freedom to know that eternal life is ours, and we're free to live worry-free, knowing it's secure for us. Okay, thanks for coming up here today. Hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Thank you.